You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, Pink Sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, my guests are the CEO of Mushrooms, Inc., Ms. Kimberly Carlson, joined by the MycoThread scientific team, lead chemist Maksad Suriyev, and senior lead scientist Heather Koja, who've been instrumental in the MycoThread project. Mushrooms, Inc. trades in the OTC Pink markets under the trading symbol MSRM. Mushrooms, Inc. is the first company trading on the U.S. stock market focused on the industrial side of mushrooms. Mushrooms, Inc. is part of a worldwide expansion into regenerative agriculture focused on the mushroom industry. The company develops industrial applications of mycelium hyphae for the creation of carbon-neutral products. Their research and development is focused on bringing the science of mycology to the forefront of manufacturing by replacing toxic plastics, packaging, and improving medical threads and fabrics. The company made headlines recently with a filed patent entitled Method of Generating Multifunctional Mycelium Products, a groundbreaking patent not only emphasizing bacterial detection, but also spotlighting a transformative approach to nutrient delivery in textiles. To help us understand that patent and more, I'd like to welcome in my guests, Kimberly, Maksad, and Heather. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Awesome. So the company recently announced the full utility patent for mycelium-based products, which you call MycoThread, right? But my understanding is this goes way beyond thread, and this technology includes real-time bacterial detection for bandages and textiles with transdermal nutrient delivery. So Maksad, as the lead chemist, can you give our audience an insight into what makes these mycelium-based products so unique and potentially revolutionary?
Okay, thank you. Certainly. Our MycoThread harnesses the power of mycelium, the root system of the fungi, which is composed of a number of biopolymers. Through our proprietary processes, we are in the process of developing a thread and film with unparalleled properties, including bacterial detection and nutrient delivery. It is sustainable, biodegradable, and has vast potential applications. And then the bacterial detection alone is using a textile that can be grown, can aid in controlling and diagnosing a bacterial infection in the moment, rather than just waiting for symptoms onset. And the doctors will be just able to shine a black light on the bandages made out of these textiles. And then certainly in real time, as you mentioned, the trace of the bacteria will show up.
What is it about the nature of the mycelium that allows for the delivery of these compounds in a way that other components or other materials doesn't?
This one thing what I mentioned that this mycelium, it's composed of number of biopolymers, and then those biopolymers in combination with synthetic enzyme substrates, they are two things which will be combined in this product, and then they allow to detection of bacteria. And also, I mentioned these two things, the bacterial detection and nutrient delivery. Nutrient delivery is another properties that, another quality, yeah, property that this product is offering. This is because of those biopolymers that I mentioned. They have a property of holding a big amount of water. They called hydrogels. And then these hydrogels, with this ability of holding a big amount of water or liquid, they just will be able to to work as a nutrient deliver properties. Of course, there are some other products, some other products and some other natural polymers, which have the same, this hydrogel property, but the biopolymers, which are composed in, which are which mycelium gives us, these are this sustain this biodegradability and then environmentally friendly, and this is the kind of this is the main the key things that distinguishes this biopolymers, and one of them is chitosan from other biopolymers.
Thank you for taking the time to get into that for me and for the audience. A question for Heather now. As the senior lead scientist on the project, what industries do you envision benefiting the most from this technology? Where is this technology going to wind up in mass?
Well, as a technology itself has an immense potential in global industry, potentially in clothing as well as in healing. The reason this technology is so important is because it can detect the bacteria right from the start and gives a threshold of the bacterial infection. If you can say, for example, if there's an infection in an industry, if there's an infection in a hospital, this detection technology can just tell you how much is the infection is and at what point the delivery of the drug could be given. So that's one of the, and due to that technology that we have invented, this is going to be a healing properties if you can incorporate in the sports industry or health or even an athlete industry. So people, for example, who wear the clothing of while running or doing jogging or even doing the exercises, their fabric is made of a regular polymer. And because of having a mycelium healing property into it, it can really take away the bacterial, for example, the infection, if you can say, or either the odor that you have. So it gives a feeling of the athletes more endurance towards wearing it and adapting it. So I think the potential is not necessarily only in the clothing industry because we are making it as a textile fiber out of it, but it's more of a healing. So how we can really find first, detect it, and then transfer the drugs through it to the body in such a way that it doesn't toxic the body itself, but rather gives them value and have an added value to this. The other very more, I think the efficacy is towards the military and the aerospace engineering in that kind of areas. The reason being the clothing system that they use in the military as well as in the aerospace are made of such that they can protect you from the space or from the external, you know, the damages that happens. Now, this kind of fabric that we can make from mycelium would really have a protection layer as a part of their body when they wear it on them. So this is also one of the areas that we are focusing. Yeah. So that's what I think is important for delivering and also important for us to go further and then develop this technology in a more profound way.
Yeah. Yeah, as you both demonstrated, lots a broad spectrum of applications, right? So Kimberly, what is Mushroom Inc's immediate plan? What are the immediate plans, knowing that there's so much terrain to cover? Where are you focusing? What are you excited about? What can the public expect to see?
A great question. So funding is where I've been focused, and through going through like 33-page and intensive business plan, came up with the bacterial detection bandage as the most valuable phase one launch. And so I'm meeting with investors, healthy funding to launch that production. And so that's phase one strategy. And while we're actively engaging with those investors and bringing this concept to fruition, simultaneously, we're working with leading scientists to develop functional nutraceutical products. And you might go like, what are you doing? Why are you doing nutraceuticals? And this is so important because these formulations that we're doing at a much higher level than most of the formulations you would find on there as far as scientific and analyzation. These formulations, once we prove them in the marketplace and show they're working, we can document that. we need these formulations in order to come out with nutrient delivery transdermal textiles. So some of these formulations will then be implemented into those textiles that you'll see in the future. So while we're securing funding over here to launch that bacterial bandage, which we see really great revenue numbers on for the company in the future while it's being developed, that's why we picked it as a phase one, we're already going to be putting nutraceuticals into the marketplace, testing their validity, getting feedback, making them better, and generating revenue. So that's really important for shareholders, investors to hear that very soon in the market, you're going to see our nutraceuticals coming out, generating revenue while we're over here developing further innovation.
Thank you. The website is mushroomsinc.com, and it provides a pretty immediately comprehensive look at the different avenues that the products can go into, the different industries that you can really get into and have an effect. So the takeaway is that the thread, the bandage material, that's the nutraceuticals are first, and then the bandages are right behind that, or they're operating in tandem.
In tandem, but it's going to take time for the bandage and to be pushing that into the marketplace. So we want to make sure we have other avenues for generating revenue, one of which is also with our lab. So I need to go back into that, but our lab business plan includes revenue generation while we're developing the bandage as well. So I've really worked at buffering and getting revenue back quickly because we are looking at equity funding, and the equity funding based on revenue generation and a percentage of that revenue with a cap on return. So I'm really building and to reward the investor as soon as possible and start paying them back. And that's just to try to have healthier investments coming into play than dilution of our stock and things like that. So yeah, we've got revenue hitting at different phases, but nutraceutical first, lab, revenue generating, then bandage, actually. That's the order.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you. Very important points to clarify there. Just out of curiosity, and I want to give you a chance before we conclude to leave our audience with any major takeaway points, but when we're looking at introducing something into the market and into different industries that are sea change products, or taking a product that we haven't used in this way before and doing something revolutionary with it, how do you get that messaging out there? What's that process like? Is it hard to win hearts and minds, or is it about the team that you've gathered and executing the mission statement? Like, how are you finding this process of introducing this concept to those who need to hear about it to facilitate further production and growth?
What I'm finding is amazing, high level of scientists at pretty big universities talking to us and wanting to get involved with us, not only on our current projects, but on others. I think that similar to cannabis, like even on the nutraceutical plane, there is so much that can be improved. And we are targeting that, and consumers saying, what's in my product? How do I know I have the benefits that lion's mane is supposed to have? We are currently we have the plan to roll that out in our lab. So targeting intelligence, I guess you'd say, knowing that consumers are intelligent and want great products, we're going to feed into that and hopefully successfully be seen as leaders in that. So I think following the patterns we see in society through the internet, through technology, through the information web, we're going to support that. We're going to support knowledge and support documentation and support validation of these active compounds so that consumers know what they're getting and see us as a trusted source as we roll out our other products. So that's all part of the plan. And I think it's just a natural process.
Excellent. Thank you so much. My guests today have been the CEO of Mushrooms Inc., Ms. Kimberly Carlson, lead chemist Maksad Suriyev, and senior lead scientist Heather Koja of the MycoThread scientific team. Mushrooms Inc. trades in the OTC Pink markets under the trading symbol MSRM. For more information on the company, you can visit them online at mushroomsinc.com. Easy site to navigate. Lots of good information up there. I'd like to thank you all so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to having you back with us again soon for another update.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.